Before me there was no elder him form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. Besides me there is no JC. You notice that? Here the Creator lets us know that we should worship him and him alone.
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise, in kongs with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testimony. Yahweh, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. No understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down, blessing me with strength when my weakness is above. These angels, the real people I man and know, the offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praises. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so we sing with joy, counting my blessings. Yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in this day. Now look back, for here commit wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverer. Pray, sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. Leave that song that song, see that song, sing that song, live that song, be that song, see that song, sing that song, give that song, live that song, see that song.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Once again, the Creator has blessed us again and allowed us to go through another week, bringing us to the sixth day, the sixth evening, that we might be able to praise his holy, righteous, and exalted name, and that we might be able to bring his divine words unto you this very day. So I praise the mighty Yah, for his mercy endureth forever. Again, my name is Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael, bringing you nothing but the truth. And it is true. All I will tell you is the truth. For the Creator ordained me to tell you the truth. But if for some strange reason you sense something is not right, give me a call and we will discuss it. 919-931-6216. This is my number. Again, I'd like to say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that listening by the way of internet, and my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of blog talk. Truly, I know the only reason you're listening is because of your fear in the Most High. So I praise the mighty Yah for you. And again, I bid you shalom. Of course, as many of you know, we're just coming off a very beautiful, historic trip in Jamestown, Virginia. And you'll get an opportunity to hear some of the people that was on that trip and what it meant to them, what this gathering did for them. But I will share what this gathering did for me, first and foremost. But before I get into our lesson for today and an update on our gathering, first I just want to let everyone know in the Israelite family that my personal family, my dad, my Abba, and 12 sons. He had 6 daughters. There was 18 children in our family. Of course, excuse me, because I have a little cold. So if you hear me cough, please excuse me. I had one of my brothers pass a few years ago. And of course, my dad passed many years ago, and they were the only two that was lost out of all the family members. First my dad, than one of my brothers. And the brother who passed in my family, he is one of the brothers that brought us into this way of life. He the one introduced it to us. Of course, my older brother had introduced it to him. But he introduced it to us and inspired us to study and learn about the Most High. Well, we just lost someone else in our family. It's Marguerite Fairbanks. Now, Marguerite, I grew up calling her Aunt Marguerite. She was the mother, even though all 18 of us had the same father. Some of us, in particularly five of my brothers, had a different mother, and her name was Marguerite. We were all very close. Even my mother and Marguerite, my other brother's mother, they also were close. We all were at shared, when we have our family reunions every 2 years, everyone would be there, all the children, as well as Marguerite, as well as my mother. And they sat at the table together. No contentions, no dissension, true love between them. And even when my father was around, it was still the same way. And all she did was love us. And of course, quite naturally, we loved her back. Well, we lost her last week, and her funeral is tomorrow. And she is the mother of one of my big brothers, Zerubbabel. Many in the Israelite community know Zerubbabel. Well, this is his mother. And four of my other brothers that many do not know, but I know they do know Zerubbabel. So we just ask for your prayers for our family. We will lay her to rest tomorrow. And I just wanted everyone to know what's happening. I've learned to do. I've fasted for my beautiful mother and aunt, who I would, you know, would call her Aunt Marguerite. I fasted for her all day today. Still fasting, as a matter of fact, until the sun goes down, just to reflect on her life. But I also fasted for many of our people who are sick, who are wounded, who are downtrodden, and who have all kind of troubles and adversity. And I pray for them. I pray for one of our beautiful elders in Moraes down in Jackson, Mississippi, Ezra, who I love dearly. And the Creator will bless you. Ezra, although he couldn't make it to Jamestown, Virginia, he provided transportation up his own keys to others to make it to Jamestown, Virginia. And the Creator will bless him for this kindness. But he was ill and wounded and could not make it. And I fasted and prayed for him. I fasted and prayed for my beautiful brother also down in, and his wife down in Jackson, Mississippi, Lemuel and his beautiful wife. Because I never did get a chance to fast for them when they lost their twins. Pray for them, but I did not fast. And today I fast for them. I also fast for those who having just a lot of trouble in their life and downtrodden and don't see a way out. Well, I fast for you also. a fast for Elder Yael, who also had planned on coming to Jamestown, Virginia, but she was sick also, and she's been sick for a little while and have not been able to overcome this illness. So I prayed, and I fast for her also. And Elder Yael is in Cincinnati, Ohio. Pray and fast for Sister Yehudi, who I know also had plans as well to come to Jamestown, Virginia, and fell ill. I fast and pray for my beloved brother Enoch, and Sister Yehudi is in Florida, and brother Enoch is in Atlanta, Georgia. And I pray and fast for him as well, who also had made plans, but the last minute could not fulfill his desires. And if there's any that I forgot, please forgive me, because I'm praying and fasting for a lot of people that are sick in our community, that are wounded in our community, that's hurting in our community, that's downtrodden, full of adversity and trouble. And I want everybody to know that we will bring a message of salvation to all our people that would hear as well as fear the Most High. Again, as many of you all know, we went to Jamestown and we did exactly what we said we would do. We will seek Yah. We will fast. We will adorn ourselves with sackcloth and ashes and dirt. And we did just that. And we would take our burdens to the river and let the river take them right to Yah. And we took them right to Yah. And although everyone still may be burdened by the various things that they went with, I just want you to know, just believe, just trust in the Most High, because He hear you. He heard you. And if you trust in Him, He will establish you. One of the things that we set out to do in Jamestown is in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And you'll read this in the third verse. And let me read it for you. Of course, many of you all by now know this by heart. Book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. I'll read verses 1 through 3. This is what it says. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. Seek ye Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And this is what we did. And we gathered ourselves together from all over the country. Of course, as many of you all know who was there, they came from California, all the way from North Dakota, all the way from New York, all the way from Delaware, all the way from Florida and Mississippi, all the way from Texas, and we came from all over the country. And it was an amazing thing to see. This is what the Creator mandated we should do. And we saw the things that He told us to seek. We sought for righteousness, and we sought for meekness. And now that we have sought these things, answer us. This is the question. Did we get an answer back? Did we learn from it? And is there anything that came to your heart and mind and even your spirit that let us know truly Yah answers prayers? Well, I can't speak for everyone. I only can speak for myself. And truly the Creator began to answer me for the things that I asked for on my way home. And the floodgates were open. And I'll share with you the things that He began to teach me in seeking righteousness and seeking meekness. And one of the things that the Creator let me know in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter, if you turn there, in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter, this is what it says in the 5th verse. Of course, we brought out this verse many times, but this is what it says. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things. And there's a lot of things I just needed to understand. I wanted to understand the Most High, because I knew if I understood certain things, then this understanding will propel me to be a better servant of Yah. It would also propel me to be able to serve the Creator's people in a way that they will see benefits in their everyday life. See, it's one thing to talk about the Word of Yah, it's one thing to read the Word of Yah, but how does it translate into benefiting every single day? Things are not helping you on a daily basis. Then what does Yah word really mean? If there's no applicable benefits of keeping His commandments. And so I searched this thing out, thing I was seeking. And He helped me to be able to understand some things. And one of the things that the Creator helped me to understand, before I show you a couple things that He helped me to understand, I want you to see something that the Creator let us know in the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. I got back from Virginia. My son had asked me a question that I had to ponder and meditate on. He asked me, what is the righteousness of Yah? And I thought it was A very good question, since we went to seek righteousness. We said, what is the righteousness of Yah? Of course, if you don't know the righteousness of Yah, then how can you execute his righteousness? But this is what it says in the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. We're going to start reading at the 12th verse. And it says, the word of Yah came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff for the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. And of course, as you all know, this land is sinning, the earth is sinning, and it's sin everywhere in the earth. And the Creator is not a man that he shall lie, nor the Son of Man that he shall repent. In other words, the land is sinning by trespassing grievously at this time. And since it is, the Creator will stretch his hand out against the land. And these are some of the things he said he would do. He will break the staff of his bread. He will send famine upon it. And he will cut off man and beast from it. But watch what he says after that. This is what got me. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, said Yah Elohim. And I wanted to know, well, since we were seeking righteousness, what is it about these three men that were so righteous that they were able to save their own souls? Throughout all the great grievous trespassing that's going on in the earth, these three men would live a life that they were able to overcome the great abominations in the earth. And this is what we see. Noah, he was not around. He was surely righteous. And the Almighty said, Noah found favor in my sight. But he was not there in the Mosaic law. But yet he was still righteous. So what was he doing? What type of life did he live? And he didn't have the Mosaic law, but yet he was seen as righteous. Job was not around during the Mosaic law. What was so righteous about Job? What type of life did he live that he was considered so righteous that he would be able to deliver his own soul by his righteousness? And Daniel was like us. Daniel lived most of his life in captivity. So what was it about this man Daniel that was so righteous, and he was able to overcome the life, stay righteous enough that he's able to save his own soul through his righteousness? 15th verse says, if I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast. Though these three men were in it, as I live, said Yah Elohim, they shall deliver neither son nor daughters, they only shall be delivered. But the land shall be desolate. In other words, even though they can't save other people, but they will be delivered. or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it. So these three men were in it as I live, said Yah Elohim. They shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send pestilence in that land and pour out my fury upon it and blood to cut off from it man and beast, so Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it as I live, said Yah Elohim. They shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. What is it that the Creator want us to understand from this? The fact we went to Jamestown to seek righteousness. That was the one of the things that we sought after. Well, let me tell you. We're going to tell you and show you what the Creator wants you to know about righteousness. Does he want you to know what his righteousness is? Because if you knew what his righteousness was, then maybe then you can understand what Yah is looking for you and I to do. Plus this in the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. This is what Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel, the 4th chapter. And what are we discussing? Well, I'm sharing with you one of the things the Creator showed me to answer my prayer. Since I was seeking righteousness, and I also was seeking meekness, and I also sought Yah. And so there are things that I needed to know, I needed to understand. I needed to know the direction in which I need to go, where I can make household changes in people's everyday life, in my life. Daniel did it, even though he's in captivity. Job did it. Noah did it. In the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, this is what it says in the 24th verse. Because as you know, Daniel interpreted the dream of the king, and this is what he told the king. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my master, the king. They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. They shall wet thee with the dew of heaven. And 7 times shall pass over thee, so thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And this is something we don't even want to humble ourselves to. How can you seek meekness? How can you seek humility? And then after seeking humility, you don't come to the undeniable truth that it's the Most High that ruleth in the kingdom of men. The Almighty ruleth everything. Everything. 26 verse. But in ruling everything, this is the advice that was given and you gave the king. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou have known that the heavens do rule. In other words, seven times going to pass over you, King, but the Creator is going to leave a stump so you can come back up. But he's got to get you to understand he's the one that ruleth in the kingdom of men. And our people steal reality, but you will. And this is what I was saying. 27th verse. Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee. And this is what I'm telling you all. Let my counsel be acceptable unto you. And watch what it says. Break off thy sins by righteousness, and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. In other words, if you want your peace to be lengthened, if you want tranquility and peace in your life, start showing mercy to the poor. In other words, get off your butts and start doing something. And break your sins by righteousness, but you might ask yourself, well, how can I break my sins by righteousness when I really don't know what the righteousness of Yah is? Well, we're going to show you, and we're going to teach you what the righteousness of Yah is. So let me show you in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, so you can see. Creator wants you to know above everything. This is in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Turn there for me. And what are we discussing? We are discussing what the Creator showed me and charged me with in coming from Jamestown. I sought for righteousness. I sought for meekness. And this is what he answered me. Let me know, Job and Daniel and Ezekiel, they were able to be righteous in tough times, in real tough times. Who had a tougher time than Job? Who had a tougher time than Noah? Who had a tougher time than Daniel? Can anybody stand up and say, man, my life was worse than theirs? The time that I lived was way worse than theirs. Well, during the time of Noah, the whole earth was destroyed by a flood. During the time of Job, the destructions that came to his personal family, unimaginable. And Daniel lived under the first world power that, of course, put his brothers in the fiery furnace, putting him in a lion's den. I don't think any of y'all been in a lion's den before. Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. But yet they can save their own soul through their righteousness. So what is this righteousness? In the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, this is what it says. Now I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. That says, Yah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understand and know of me. I am Yah, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said Yah. Yeah, this is what the Almighty delighting in. This is his pleasure. This is the Creator's love. His love is that people understand him and understand how he really operates, when people read about the Most High, they just read about him killing little babies. That's all they can read about, him destroying nations. That's all they read. That's all they talk about. He destroyed nations. He done killed little babies. He did this and he did that. But little do they know that it is the Most High that exercises loving kindness more than anybody can even think about love and kindness. See, watching over everyone when they sleep. Who you think considers those who can't feed themselves? Who do you think considers those that have been abandoned by their own flesh and blood? It is the Most High in the world. Exercise means that you can't exercise without doing. See, he's not just showing loving kindness, he's exercising loving kindness. He's exercising judgment, and he's exercising righteousness. And these are the things we just talk about, but these are things we're not exercising. And these are the things that the Creator showed me that, in other words, talk is cheap, and we have to stop talking, and we're going to have to start walking. And until we learn how to exercise the things to create a love, then all we'll be is just talk. We have to start doing. Especially since this is what we've been seeking. Tell you what the Creator said about us. Psalms 82. Turn there with me. Because the Creator has given me understanding and given me knowledge. These are things I will do. And you can be a part of it. And watch what the Creator let us know in the book of Psalm 82. This is what it says in the very first verse. Elohim standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods, the Elohims, the princes. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah, how long will you do this? And watch what it tells the judges of the earth to do. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Not just defend them, but deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. And why? Because nobody is exercising the very thing to create a love. And what is it? Kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. You know, if the judges is not doing it, who else would? Then it says, I have said, ye are Elohims, and all of you are the children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. And why? Because we're not doing what we were chosen and made and created to do. The next verse is, arise, O Elohim, judge the earth, for thou shall inherit all nations. How can you inherit nations and you're not even, you don't know how to judge in the earth? Nor are you exercising judgment in the earth. As a matter of fact, you're doing what everybody else is doing in the earth. And what is that? Complaining. Making excuses. And ultimately suffering. The Almighty wants you to arise and stand up and to begin exercise the things that he loves. And don't make excuses. But only a judge can do this. Only an Elohim one can do this. And you have to ask yourself, are you a judge in the earth? Will you be like Job and Daniel and Noah? Look what this says in the book of Isaiah 45. Turn there. And what is the righteousness of Yah? What is this righteousness? It says in the book of Isaiah 45, and what is this righteousness that saved Daniel, Noah, and Job? Something saved them. And it was called righteousness. In the book of Isaiah 45, 10 verse. For thus is Yah that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it. He have established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yah. And there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Yaakov, seek ye me in vain. And why? Because I, Yah, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a deity that cannot save. Tell you and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient time? Told it from that time. Have not I, Yah? And there is no Elohim else beside me. A just Elohim and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Elohim, and there is none else. And watch what the Creator says. I have sworn by myself. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in Yah, have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And Yah shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So what is this righteousness that Yah is looking for? For Yah is looking for his righteous servant. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 46. verse 12 and 13. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. What is this righteousness? It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. Place salvation in Zion, for Israel, my glory. What is this righteousness? That y'all looking for? Isaiah 51. Since we went to Jamestown to seek righteousness, since we went to seek humility, what is this righteousness? In the book of Isaiah 51, hearken unto me, the very first verse. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek Yah, look unto the rock which ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit which ye are dig. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bore you. For I call him alone, and bless him, and increase him. For Yah shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of Yah. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people. Give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light to the people. And watch what the fifth verse says. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revelings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of Yah. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that have cut off Rahab and wounded the dragon? See, the Creator is calling for his righteous servant, his judges of the earth, to rise up, to wake up, cloak of strength, their armor back on. He further let us know in the book of Isaiah 54. And this is what it says. In the 11th verse, O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of a gate, and the gates of the carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all of thy children shall be taught of Yah. And great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, created the water to destroy. But no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yah. And their righteousness is of me, said Yah. In the book of Isaiah 56:1. Thus said Yah, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. What is righteousness to be revealed? Isaiah 61. What is this righteousness that saved Daniel, Noah, and Job? What is this righteousness that the Creator told us to seek? Isaiah 61. First verse. The Spirit of Yah Elohim is upon me, because Yah have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Claim the acceptable year of Yah, and the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yah, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 62:1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, with the mouth of Yah your name. No wonder the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and I'm going to read this last scripture before I go to my beautiful brothers and sisters. In the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, this is what it says in the 5th verse. Behold, the days come, said Yah, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper. And watch what this king's supposed to do, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Yehuda shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, Yah, our righteousness. No wonder he will be called this, because he will execute the things that Yah is looking for. What is this righteousness? But his righteousness is the very thing that Yah delight in. And what is that? Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in earth. See, the Creator wants and needs and desires somebody to stand up for the oppressed, that plead for the fatherless and the widow, that will deliver the poor and the needy out of the hands of the wicked. He wants the judges of the earth to stand up to fight against the great wickedness in the earth. And we think we are the victims, but there are greater victims than us. And the Creator looking to see who's going to stand in the gap, who's actually going to plead, defend, and deliver as he would, and as he do. Why do you think he called us Elohim? Children of the Most High. Is it for us to just sit by idly and watch all the murders, all the poor and needy get plundered and spoiled? Or are we to stand up? Look at our women today. Look at our children today. Look at our communities today. You think Daniel and Noah and Job will sit by and watch all this and close their doors and go behind them and say, well, it ain't my problem? Or would they stand up and make a difference? Well, Yah is telling us to stand up. He's telling us to make a difference. And he's telling us to exercise the things that he loves, that he delights in. Because only then can we know Yah. And then the healing will take place, the healing of the wounded, the healing of the sick, the healing of all the adversity and troubles that we find ourselves in. In the division, the crooked things will be made straight. Why? Because now instead of you fighting and debating over things, now you're working together to build a sure house. And what is this house? A house of righteousness. Things that the Creator loves and delight in. This is what I got out of Jamestown. This is what I got in seeking Yah. This I know I must do. But I'll go to you, my beautiful brothers and sisters. Give us a call. 347-838-8963. And share with me what you got and what you seen and what it meant to you. Well, right to, I might have to go to some of the people who went on the trip first, and then I go to everyone else. And if you was there, then you could give us insight on everything. Well, right to Moray Yehoshua. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing?
Doing excellent. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. I just want to comment just briefly on the gathering that we had in Jamestown. And I can tell you for myself personally, as each day went on, the Almighty was revealing things to me that I just never considered. And it was so beautiful and the great blessing that the Almighty has shared with me personally and as an individual. And I could see the spirit that was culminating through our meetings and through us going to the river and praying to the Almighty and prostrating ourselves and actually reflecting on exactly what the Almighty wants us to do. And one of the things that you pointed out is seeking righteousness and seeking humility. And that's one of the things that is something you have to experience and learn. The Almighty has to put a spirit upon you that you would truly understand. And I was thinking, as I was just praying and meditating, driving back, not only how beautiful it was, but how the Almighty not only did He answer our prayers, and some He might answer later, and some He might answer immediately. Some things He answered right away for me. But one thing was totally clear is when you were showing in the book of Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, how the Almighty chose His servant and His remnant with the ink horns, and how He always sent His angels to go and mark those who cried out for the abominations. And I just thought that was so profound, and that when you understand how the Almighty works in His righteousness, He has always protected His remnant. He always protected His those who truly seek Him, those who circumcise their heart to understand Him. And then it was beautiful how when you talk about in the book of Micah the righteousness of Yah, and how I read some scriptures about that in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. But what I didn't read, I didn't continue reading on down, and I want to read that right quickly if I have time. I'm going to read the 5th verse down to the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the 5th verse. Said, "Oh, my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, the son of Peor, answered him, from our Seir grove to Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of Yah." And then it goes on and says, "But that I shall come before Yah and bow myself before the high Elohim." And see, the Almighty let us know that it's important that we understand and know the righteousness of Yah. And then he answers the questions for us and says, "How shall I come before Him? Bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will Yah be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yah require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim." And one of the things that you have to do when you understand how to love judgment, and you showed, and some of them already showed in Jamestown clearly how we got to take care of the poor. We got to take care of the fatherless. We got to take care of the widow. You know, it's communities out there to teach. We can't even take tithes in this land. But what about the poor? What about the stranger? And see, the Almighty said He loved these things. These are some of the righteousness of Yah. We have to stand in the gap for our people. and quit coming up with excuses not to do it. It said to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. And too often, we don't even love ourselves, let alone the Almighty. And once you start loving yourself, then it's easy to love and to truly love your brother. Because it talks about in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, where it talks about that inkhorn. It talks about all those who cry out about the abomination. And one of those abominations, you talked about it clearly, is about slandering. It talks about hating your brother, sowing discord. And, you know, you hate yourself when you as an individual, as a servant of the Almighty, the very first thing you want to do is talk about, what about the foreigners? How can the foreigners come in? And you never considered your brother. You never considered your sister. And these are the things that I got from Jamestown that the Almighty shared with me, is that his mercy is all throughout the earth. And we got to start sharing and showing that. And it's through our actions. And the event was just great for me. It's very spiritual, the most spiritual event that I ever took part of in my entire life. The Almighty still is sharing things with me. And it just was a beautiful time. And I learned a lot. I grow, and the Almighty did answer my prayers. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Praise the Mother Yah. And I agree with everything you said. And that's a beautiful scripture in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. Things that's love. This is Yah's righteousness. Most people don't realize, and we're going to share what Yah's righteousness actually is. But I just want you all to consider these things since we seeking righteousness. And you're also correct. We pointed out that the Almighty is going to send an angel and mark those that cry for the abominations, that sigh for the abominations. In other words, they crying for it, not practicing. And many of our people are practicing these abominations. Practicing the abomination of pride and haughtiness, the abominations of sowing discord, and feet that swift to run to mischief, hands that shed innocent blood, sowing discord among brethren. Things our people are practicing. They're not crying and sighing out for the abominations. And this is what we have to do. If we plan on getting the same blessings that Noah, Job, and Daniel received, and that we will be saved by our own righteousness. And if you're not saved that way, hopefully we're saved by Yah's holy namesake. But we want to be saved by doing the things that Yah delight in, Yah loves. And he loved the fact that we knew and know that he is the one that exercises loving kindness and justice and righteousness in our earth. Surely if he loved us just for the fact that we know it, what would he do if we execute it? And this is what we got to do. And right, it was beautiful, Yehoshua. Moreh Yehoshua, and I'm going to go to our next caller. Praise the mighty Yah. We're going right to another one of our brothers, the 513 area code, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Shalom.
Shalom, my elder. How you doing?
Brother, doing excellent. Behind that journey to Jamestown, beginning goes back to 9 years old when I left the Christian church Boy Scout meeting, which led to a teaching about JP. And as I went toward the east, as I found out years later and knowing the directions, and I looked up in the sky and I said, I want to meet the one who made all of this. I thought it was connected to the Christian there and the Savior and all that. But I would find out years later it was connected to Yah and especially trip to Jamestown. That was a pivotal moment in my life because Yah let me know out of the controversy that I had been living about who's real, who's working, JC or whoever. Yah made it clearly, with clarity, with me to know that he was Elohim of Abraham, Ishak, and Yaakov. And that knowing made me know that's what righteousness is. Noah, Job, and Daniel, they knew beyond any type of doubt that our Elohim was the one. And just knowing that means you're going to travel your life in the righteousness that he requires. You're going to care in all the essential ways about the widow and, you know, the children that are without. What I've seen prostrating, there's no doubt that Yahweh made it known to me that there is no other Elohim. There is nothing besides him. Because I've never seen anything in my life that showed up the way Yahweh did. It was a sunny day, and it was cloudless. And yet, while I was laying there prostrated, I seen the sun blocked out. And for me as a message, Yah was saying, am I not the only one that can block out the sun and do all these things and make this cool breeze blow up on you? And then he returned to sunlight. And when I got up from being prostrated and crying out to Yah, when I sat up on the sandy bank that I found to sit up on, I could tell something had happened. And I'll conclude with this. Although I had not asked, but I'll share it briefly, within my body, and I attributed it to age, that I was dead in my body as far as being, you know, functional in the way of life like Abraham and Sarah went through. But after that, I noticed that I had been given life in my body where I was youthful and all. And so there's no way to mix that up with anything else. I wasn't asleep. I wasn't drunk. I had been fasting. So Yah said, seek me and I will be found. And he kept all his words true, my brother. So I'll shut my mouth but I don't have no doubt that Yah is living. He's what all that he says in his books. His word is living, and it empowers and makes it alive. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the body, Yah. Now, I appreciate those words, and I'm glad for that experience. And we have a lot more to see and experience more of Yah's goodness. So, I praise the mighty Yah. This is just the beginning.
Yes, sir. Otherwise, one quick point. There are scriptural points to back up either what I'm saying, but I just had to give the testimony according to how I did.
Right.
So,
I appreciate it.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Shalom.
All right.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. So right to another person that was there right there on the ground. also in the 513 area code. Of course, I want you to know that so many people was there from over the country. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Shai. Shalom, Moray.
Praise the mighty Yah. Yes, sir.
Praise Yah, praise Yah, you know. Years ago, I lived in Virginia. I lived in Alexandria, Prince William, and Stafford. And, you know, what I felt in Jamestown, I never felt before then, you know. Going to that river was just a wonderful experience. And Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I fasted sunrise to sunset each day because I really wanted to, you know, afflict myself and get ready for Yah on that third day. And I also slept on the floor in each of those days. And although I was in a very nice spot, location in Virginia, but, you know, I really wanted to afflict myself, you know, get ready to prepare for Yah. And, you know, it was a humbling experience. And many listeners that didn't go, I was part of security. And when we end up leaving in that Tuesday, and, you know, I got there ahead of everybody, it was a wonderful scene to see that the sun was rising out of the east and the moon was still in the sky in the west. And it was a very clear moon. And it was a humbling experience just being there and crying out to Yah, because that presentation that you brought before us was, you know, it really touched our soul. It touched my soul in particular, you know, seeing our people going through what they've been through. And it's just like, when we went to Memphis, Tennessee, I believe it's Memphis, or is it? Yeah, I think it was Memphis, when they had a presentation, and an individual said that the house of Israel has been in a four-story house. You know, the first floor is 100 years, second floor, 200 years, 300 years is the third floor, and the 400 years. And each floor has its different stories and personalities. And right now, we're currently in our fourth floor, and it just amazed that, you know, a lot of stuff just repeats itself, but in a different form, you know, it really is. And so it was a blessing experience, you know, out of, you know, 28 years of my life to be there. And I have five people traveling with me back to Cincinnati, Ohio. And you could tell a difference. A lot of us didn't want to leave because we just felt like, man, we needed to be there some more, you know. And individuals that was riding with me, they said once they got back in Cincinnati, man, they felt that cloud over, you know, over the city, like a dark cloud. But it just goes to show to you that, you know, Yahweh is powerful, Yahweh is righteous. So I just wanted to put that I had a wonderful and righteous experience.
Well, I appreciate that, and hallelujah, and you don't have to worry about the clouds no more, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we need everybody to do it, and they all understand Yah's righteousness once they begin to exercise the things that Yah loves. Got another caller in 708 area code. Let me go to my beloved brother. Shalom, shalom, Brother Josiah.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Isaiah.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm hearing the comments, you know, with my beloved brothers and sisters, you know, how, you know, even though I didn't wouldn't be able to make it, I was there in spirit, you know. I'm listening and I'm seeing how, you know, the feeling that we were, you know, my people were there. At the shore, that, you know, the first stop that we are live on this so-called Western Hemisphere, so-called America, you know, and how, you know, we all, you know, speak Yah, you know, And, you know, I'm hearing it, and it seems like, you know, I was there in spirit, and I'm seeing, you know, everything that, you know, our ancestors went through when they came on them shores in Virginia. And they were on them slave ships, you know, for I don't know how many, you know, days when they arrived, you know. You know, hunger and thirst and nakedness, you know. And, you know, the ones that didn't arrive, you know, the ones that died, you know, on, you know, the, you know, the ships. So I'm listening and hearing, you know, how, you know, everybody, you know, was rising and fasting for Yah. And I was, you know, even though I was here in, you know, in Chicago, you know, I was fasting also, you know, seeking Yah and praying, you know, for, you know, for the nation. For the nation, the whole nation of Israel, so Yah can hear us, to hear our pleas, to hear, you know, our sorrow. So I'm loving the experience that, you know, my brothers and sisters, how they felt down in Virginia, you know, how they are were seeking Yah in righteousness. So I'm, you know, I am so, you know, pleased to hear, you know, how it was down there, you know. It felt like I was there too, so you know, I'm you know, praise the mighty God.
You was there. You was there. Just like you said, you was there in spirit, and we praise the mighty God for you. And we praise all those that either fasted with us, sought Yah with us, or prayed for us. But all our beautiful brothers, they was there with us, and cause Yah know the heart, and he judges the hearts. And there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing that surely you can be a part of, because the Creator is just tired of the lip service. Our people been doing a lot of lip service. He's ready for action, and we're going to be about action. And it's going to benefit a lot of the people that's suffering in our community today. And we're going to be that comforter that you've been looking for, because the Creator is going to bless our hands to be able to do the things that he surely wanted us to do. He wanted us to exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness on earth. And now we have an opportunity to do it, because now we are beginning to understand things. The Creator says, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things. And we're beginning to understand things. Undoubtedly, we didn't understand it before because we hadn't been doing nothing, just talking. Going to another one of our beautiful sisters that was there on the ground with us, in the Florida area. Shalom.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Sister Sharon, doing excellent. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Yeah, much better. Much better. Back here in Florida, but not the same person.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful experience. Feel the same. I don't want to do the same things. You know, I'm a different person, you know, because of this experience, you know. Just the way everything was done, first of all. I mean, I didn't expect, you know, all that. And the way that you all set it up was so wonderful. I know that the Most High had to be proud because he likes order. And the way that, you know, you all executed it was, you know, very, very well done. And I just want to commend you all for that, and, you know, for not being haphazard. You know, it was really very organized, and I appreciate that. And, you know, and I'm sure Yah did too. And just, you know, the way that, that everything happened, you know, the feelings, you know, that came over you, you know, we talked afterward about how it felt like you could hear the change, you know, on our forefathers and mothers when they stepped off the ships. And you could, I mean, just to be standing there, you know, and sitting and lying on that sand, you know, where their feet were, was just such a moving experience. And not to mention the prayer. Everything was just so profound, so profound. And, you know, just like the brother was saying, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay there. All I could think about is, oh, gosh, we have to come back. We have to do this. You know, whether it's there or somewhere else, this is something that can't just be a one-time experience, because it was just too long in coming that time. You know, it has, you know, it seems like something that needs to happen, you know, again and again, you know, in whatever way, you know, you all see fit. But it was just a wonderful experience for me. It was a life-changing experience. I'm not the same, and I don't want to be the same anymore, because, you know, it definitely changed me, you know, and made me, you know, hopefully, prayerfully, a better person before the Most High, and, you know, a better person to, you know, interact with my brothers and sisters, and just a better, you know, Israelite, you know, prayerfully all the way around. And I just want to say praise Yah that I was able to experience this event, and I just love Yah, you know, so much, and I just hope and pray that He appreciated all of us crying out to Him and praying to Him and just being there, you know, with nothing on our minds but Him. And I just praise Yah for the experience. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it was surreal, as you are stating, as you are describing. It was that surreal. And of course, Yah guided us in all the things that we did, and so Yah get all the credit. And and I praise the mighty Yah that we were head to spirit and the humility to stand in the gap for those who couldn't be there, and we know many was there with us anyway. And but the Creator want us to work. This is how we keep that feeling and stay on high. Now we have to exercise the things that we talked about throughout the meetings, exercise the things to create a love and delight in, and we continue to sigh and cry for the abominations that we see each and every day. And we got to stand up and teach our people by example, by example. And so this is what we plan on doing. And so a lot of what we've seen, we will also do. We're going to incorporate a lot of these things in our conferences. And so we have our marching orders now. Now we can understand when the Creator said in the book of Job, and let me read this while I got you on the line, Sister Sharon, in the book of Job, if you turn there with me, in the ninth chapter of Job, and show you what this says. And Moray Elisha showed us this years ago, and now I'm understanding it. And this is what it says. It took all these years to understand this thing. Job, the ninth chapter. And this is what it says, the 24th verse. It says, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covered the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? And then I can understand that. And I can understand how judges of the earth, their face was just covered up, and they just allow all the poor and the needy and the widow and the fatherless, and nobody defended them, nobody delivered them, nobody pleaded for them. And now we have a great opportunity, because wickedness is coming down and righteousness is rising up. And so now we got a great opportunity to be the judges that the Creator called us to be, and begin to defend, deliver, and plead the things that righteous judges will do. And so that's what we're going to be doing. It's going to be beneficial to a lot of people, and especially our community. And we're going to march forward. And so the things we felt, the things we seen, and the spirit that came upon us, because the hand of Yah was upon us, is going to continue to be upon us. But now we're going to be exercising these things instead of just talking about them.
Praise God. I mean, there's no shortness of abominations, a sign cry for, so, you know.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to do it. So, yeah, I appreciate you, sis.
Okay, appreciate you all, too. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, we have a lot of work to do, and nobody can do it but us. Let's try to get it done. And you all will be hearing a lot from us. We'll be implementing a whole lot of things that you all can help with because we need all the righteous. And we're going to let you know what you can do. But, of course, until next week, Yah loves you, and so do I. Hallelujah.